Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the second Republican presidential debate, or para-debates, or mind-numbing marathon 4.5-hour endurance test debates, not just for the 15 candidates and the viewing public, but also the CNN correspondents, many of whom needed a shave by the time it was over. A few surprises: Jeb Bush wants Margaret Thatcher on the $10 bill, Marco Rubio has a sense of humor of an end table, and Carly Fiorina is tougher than a $2 steak. Folks always ask comedians who we'd like to see become president in terms of material. What they don't understand is we learn so much about these people, there's always some post to hang a joke onto. But these guys and gal are perhaps the best humor conductors in the history of political campaigns. So let's review the zanier moments of the most recent GOP debate. Lindsey Graham sucking up to liquor lobbyists by saying that the first thing he plans on doing as president is start drinking more. The Jeb Bush and Donald Trump soul brother bonding moment, two of the whitest humans on the face of the planet low-fiving, and they wonder why Republicans have trouble with minority voters. Carly Fiorina looking like one of those dolls that blinks when it's tilted and she was on a teeter-totter. Graham also warning America that unless we are willing to follow Strom Thurmond's example of having 4 kids after the age of 67, we may need immigration. Bush apologizing to his mom for smoking pot. Wish he could apologize to my mom. Trump once again mugging like a refugee from a Max Sennett movie. But the funniest thing that happened on Wednesday was pretty much all of the assembled consider the number one threat to America, Planned Parenthood. That's funny. Follow that, Democrats. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.